Hello everyone, my name is Ashwin Kamath and I'm a program manager on Azure team. Let's talk about audit logs. You gave us feedback that you would like to get more out of audit logs. We made some quick enhancements to help you find what you're looking for. For example, now we can sort each column, page through the list of events, and you can also filter using a text filter on the top of the grid. Please keep the feedback flowing and we will continue to make improvements. Well, guess what? We have more news to share with you today. Partnering closely with the Power BI team, we are excited to announce the preview of a cool new feature that will empower you to do more with your Azure audit logs. Power BI Content Pack for Azure Audit Logs. Let's get started. I'm going to use a specific Azure subscription that I'm interested in. You can always repeat these steps with additional subscriptions. Let me select OAuth. And use my credentials to sign in. And we are signed in. Please note that Power BI and this content pack is free. As you can see, it's importing data, pulling it directly from the Azure audit logs for your subscription. This will take a while, probably 45 seconds to a minute. You can see that it has created a new data set called Azure audit logs. It is creating a report and it has also created a out-of-the-box dashboard for audit logs. You can always go and rename the dashboard to the subscription name you want. Let's say if this is for your billing subscription, let's call it billing. You can see that Power BI has loaded the dashboard with out-of-box charts that tell you a lot more about the data in your audit logs. It has created charts for events by resource type, events by status, events by the callers in your subscription, the Azure's service health events that has impacted your subscription, events over time based on level, and in general, the number of daily events over time, the number of succeeded events, total events it has fetched, the warnings failed, as well as the date range that it has found events for. Let's dive in and see what more information this can give us. Events by resource type. When I clicked on the dashboard, it took me to the report. Now I can go and filter by specific resource type and dig in more. I'm interested more about the events from websites. I can see that there were a few errors and the caller was Shibani on my team. Looks like there were some scale up and scale down operations as well. I can also see the failed one. Let me go ahead and click on the failed ones and I can see there were a few errors from Insights service provider as well as from Service Bus. That's interesting. Let me quickly jump to events by caller report. Now I can see who is doing what operation. Let me go and see what operations I did in the last few days. I did list keys operation. I registered operational insights. I did a few operations on websites, start and stop sites. And that's the pattern of my usage over time. I can go and take a look at what Andy has been doing. There you go. Andy has been doing some operation on DocumentDB over time. Let's quickly take a look at the order scale. I do have a lot of order scale events. Now, this is not available on my dashboard, right? So let me go and quickly pin this to my dashboard. Yep, retain current theme. Let me add it to my Azure Audit Logs billing dashboard because this is important to me. That's interesting. I can go and click and see what are all the scale up and scale down events. And guess what? I do have a sheet for alerts too. And these are the alerts that fired over time on my subscription. I like this one to be included in my dashboard as well. Please let me take a look at the Azure Service Health events that have impacted my subscription. If I am really interested in digging in deeper and I want to do this search very quickly, I can go to the search events sheet and I can go and search by resource provider, status, or level. Let's say I want to see what all the errors are. And it quickly sorted all the errors out. I'd like to see what operations happened from Azure authorization resource provider. There were some write role assignments and somebody on the Power BI team who was helping me build the report had provided permission to someone else. It's good to know. Now let me go back and look at our dashboard. The dashboard has the two new charts I had just created. I'd like to move them to the top and I'd like to customize this. And was the other one, I would like to move the auto scale one as well. Now that looks good. I can make it a little thinner. Same for this. Let me move them around. Maybe move this guy to the top. And sweet. I think I like it now. Alright. So this is a good report. Tells me about my resource type, events by status, events by level. I should call this alert events. And auto scale events. Let's talk about customizing and slicing this data. Another thing I'd like to do on my team is to put more focus on the events and operations on my websites. So I'd like to edit my report and dashboard to accommodate that. Let's get going. As you can see, there is an edit report option. Now, I do have the option to create a new page. Let me call that web apps. I'm going to look at all the operations and events by the resource type web. Let me add the column resource provider. Oh, I chose the wrong one. There you go. This is the slicer. Let me select web. Now, everything I add in this page will be filtered by the resource provider type web or websites. I'm going to use a donut chart. I'd like to know the operations on my websites. I'm going to start with count unique, count of event data ID, which is the number of events. And you would like to add operation as legend. Now you can see that it has all the operations on the resource type equals web or websites. Let me customize this chart now. I'm going to say legend on, and I'd like to have the legend at right center. So let's have it here. This looks good. Interesting to know that there are some scale up and scale down happening on my websites. There are some restart and right site extension operations happening. So now I have customized and added a new page on my report. I'd like to include this in my dashboard now. That has been pinned. Yep. And don't forget to save your report. The report has been saved. Let's go back to the dashboard. As you can see, the new donut chart is now available. I can now move this to the top and change the title to Operations on Websites. Now, I think I'm ready to share this with my team, who would also like to know what's happening in our Azure subscription. So let me just share this out. They can forward it to more people if they want. That's it. Now, let me also go and make sure that I have a scheduled refresh on this data set. Okay, so the data is up to date, and there is daily refresh, daily and weekly refresh option. So I'm good with this, and that's it. So we just integrated Azure Audit Logs with Power BI. You were able to slice and dice the data and not only visualize it, but also share it with your entire team. You were able to edit and customize reports and dashboards based on your business needs. Now, if you're new to Power BI, I'd recommend you to check out the Power BI website for more resources. You can also check out the quick video tutorials by Power BI team on YouTube. So give this a try today. Find out what insights you will discover from the wealth of information contained in your Azure audit logs. Tell us what you think and how we can make your journey on Azure more insightful. Thank you for watching.